Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the call. This is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this beautiful day. It's so easy for us to get caught up in the desire for material things and the business of every day, living and forget to put you first in our lives. But Father, we know how wrong this is. Teach us, Lord, to keep you in our keep our life balanced. Follow the example you have set for us. Lord, Lord, open our eyes, open our hearts to true wealth, the kind that you will last eternally. Help us, Lord, always to keep our eyes on you. First, your first love. Teach us to seek your kingdom and your righteousness, even before we complete our basic physical needs. Lord, give us a spiritual hunger for you that overshadows even our hunger for food. Give us the thirst for your heavenly water. Oh, Father, leave us with a vision of your spiritual wealth. Thank you for the Diaz Delian Sunday and the special edition. Thank you to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts for their vision for the last 5 years. We thank you. Pray for the speaker to download the information this morning to us, Lord. Thank you for TMC family and guests for listening this morning. Pray for the speaker shut in. Go by the nursing home and the hospital, Lord. Touch someone this morning. Lord, love the Lord with all your heart and serve him with all your products and all of this matter. In Jesus' name, God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. Let us all say amen, amen. And go on out of the world. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Cynthia Cox. I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, take it away. God bless you.
God bless you. And thank you so much, Minister Cox, for seating and greeting God's people this morning. It is a pleasure and a delight to greet each and every one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. My name is Minister Ada Grace, and I hail from Brooklyn, New York, via Chicago, and I am so happy to welcome you to the Master's Call. The Master's Call is a great way for you to start your day. The Master Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, and that's right, this month, we will be celebrating our fifth year anniversary. Praise God. This ministry was founded by two dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And, you know, these women who love the Lord, of course, founded this ministry on the scripture that is found in Psalm 88:13. And this is how it reads in the New International Version. But I cry to you for help, O Lord. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. And they establish a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we have a website for you, one of the few morning calls or calls that I know of that actually have a website for you to go and find out more about our speakers, to share a comment. And I hope that you would, before the anniversary, share what this ministry and this call has done for what it has done for you. I know that our founders and our team will be very much encouraged by that. So you can do that by going to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. And if you feel led of the Lord to join our team, there is a place for you. You may decide that you enjoy greeting people like you heard Minister Cynthia Cox do, where she come on and a little bit before we start the call to greet folks as they come on the line. Or you may decide that you want to participate by being a host, which is what I am currently doing right now. or the Lord may have downloaded a word for you, a word in your belly to share with the masses. I invite you to share that information by sending us an email to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will respond to you. Now, there is a wonderful company called Artists International, and this company is the common thread that brought many of us together. It is the best health and wellness company on earth. We are dedicated and focused on helping people get healthy and wealthy. If you're not familiar with Artists or would like to know more about Artists, I invite you to go back to the person who invited you to join us on this call, and they'll be more than happy to share with you about Artists International and the very exciting things that are happening. In fact, Artists International will be celebrating their 25th year anniversary. Yes, their silver anniversary, and all roads lead to Las Vegas, Nevada. On October 14 and 15, we will be in Las Vegas to celebrate the 25th year anniversary of Artists International, and it's not too late for you to join us. So for those of you that are distributors, be sure to check your back office for more information. Artists International was founded by the Diaz de Leon family. All right. Now, also, following this call, we have the new morning motivational call. That call was founded by, we affectionately call her our godmother, Dorothy Cook. It is a great call that shares information about how to build your business, your artist business, and some wonderful, great leaders have been assisting Ms. Cook with that call. And that call follows this call. And to join on that call following the master's call, you can dial 530-881-1300. 539-598#. Now we also, you can use that very same number at 12 o'clock Central Standard Time and 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. You figured out where it is for your time zone. We have the Millionaire's Call. Yes, you can be a millionaire. This ain't the talk show. This is real. If you want to see how you can become a millionaire in 90 days, in 9 months, in 9 years, you can also dial that same number at 12 noon East Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 530-881-1300. And the access code is 539-598#. Now, I would like to tell you about today's dynamic and wonderful speaker. His name is Pastor Chuck. Pastor Chuck is a wonderful, Pastor Chuck Brown, the second, has a ministry for the masses. Pastor Chuck has been delivering a message of faith, healing, and encouragement across the nation. He has a unique and very dynamic teaching style. Pastor Chuck brings clarity to the Word of God. In 2004, Pastor Chuck started Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center with only 16 members. Well, God has blessed this church and now has over 200 members in attendance every Sunday. To God be the glory. Pastor Chuck is a man who walks in excellence. He has a caring heart for each one of his members. Pastor Chuck is a master administrator, visionary, and organizer. And it's because of these gifts that he has, organizations from all over have sought after Pastor Chuck to aid them in leadership conferences, leadership materials, and counsels. Pastor Chuck is a family man. While attending Morehouse College, he met his loving soulmate, Marcia N. Brown. Marcia is a Spelman College graduate, an anointed speaker, teacher, and worship leader. And she is a great helpmeet to her husband. This wonderful couple have two lovely children, Charles III and Christina Eve. In 2010, Pastor Chuck released his highly acclaimed book, The Death of the Desperate Woman. This has circulation in 9 other countries. Praise the Lord. It is a life-changing book that I highly recommend that you get. And it was nominated the best-selling author at the Essence Festival in 2010. Pastor Chuck has even more numerous gifts, and he is a highly sought-after musician, producer, songwriter, and recording artist. I could tell you so much more about this man, but I am going to prepare to get on out the way and bring to the front of the line our anointed mouthpiece for the morning. Are you out there, Pastor Chuck?
I am. Good morning to you.
Good morning, man of God. The floor is yours. Take it away.
Praise God. Thank you so much for that introduction and all that you do for the kingdom of God for this call. Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa, we honor and respect the anointing that is on your lives, as well as everyone else who participates and is on this call on a daily basis. Let me get to what the Lord has assigned me to share on this morning. Still been in the series, Get Ready for the Shift. No matter what, do not allow the enemy to keep you in one gear for the rest of this year. In fact, the sooner you make shifts in your life, the faster you will see God move for you. And I say move for you, but the truth is God really does not have to move for us. We have to move towards him. I was thinking a few weeks ago about certain phrases that we have that seem harmless, but yet they're misleading. We say how the sun sets and how the sun rises, but that's an old 16th century way of thinking. Astronomer Copernicus proved that the sun is actually the center of the universe, and as such does not move. It doesn't rise. It doesn't set. It appears that way because the earth is constantly shifting, and the shift gives the illusion that the sun moves, but it's actually the earth rotating every 24 hours that gives us day and night. And the same holds true when it comes to God. God does not have to move for us. He's waiting for us to shift towards him. And when we shift, we see things change. When we shift, we experience new seasons. When we shift, what we dealt with today is gone the next. It's time for us to shift. We covered various aspects of our lives in which we must shift, but today I want to move us further along with the topic, shift your expectation. Shift your expectation. An expectation is a strong belief that something will happen or something will be the case in the future. An expectation, again, is a strong belief that something will happen or be the case in the future. It's having faith in the future. What I've discovered, however, is that the devil wants us to expect the worst. We even have sayings to support this concept, hope for the best but expect the worst, or prepare for the best, or however it goes. But we're surprised after we say things like that when our expectations come to pass. And I need you to understand that life is not about luck. We don't live a life of lucky opportunities or lucky chances or lucky positions. We who are justified, the just, are supposed to live by faith, not lucky expectations. And I want to again challenge you to shift your expectation. I want to give you a couple of principles today, this morning, that will help you to live the very best life you can. Once you do shift your expectation. Number one, only expect what you truly want in life. Only expect what you truly want in life. James chapter 1, verse 5, reading out of the New Living Translations, verses 5 through 8 says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God and he'll give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking, but when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver. For a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything that they do. Let me ask this question. Why is it that so many Christians expect their lives to be miserable? They wake up each morning with the expectation that this is just going to be one of them days. That type of perspective and mindset must be broken. Don't go through each week and expect Monday to be the start of another bad week. You get what you expect. And as people of faith, we understand that our faith determines our existence. But if your faith is not coupled with strong expectation, then what you call faith is actually nothing more than a wish. I hope this week is better than the last one. That's not a statement of faith. On one hand, you're stating what you hope, but then you undermine that hope with faulty expectation. I expect every day to be better than the day before. I expect every week to be better than the week before. I expect every month and every year to be better than the one that preceded it. I don't care how it's been. I don't care how it was, what happened on yesterday. My past experiences will not take away my future expectation. You always receive what you expect to have. In verse 7 of that same chapter, James 1 and 7, he tells us that we can ask anything of the Lord, and he'll give it to us. Of course, we know that he's talking about wisdom, but when we ask him, he says we have to believe that he can grant it to us. We can't waver in our faith. We can't waver in our belief. We can't waver in our expectation, because if we do, then we cannot expect anything from God. In Luke chapter 11, verse 9, very familiar passage, Jesus is speaking. He says, asking you shall receive. Seeking you shall find. Knock, and the door will be open. Seeking you will find kind of really struck a nerve with me. Why spend your life looking for what you don't want? Who spends their day looking for keys they don't need? No one does, except when it comes to life. We constantly look for negative things to happen to us, and then we cry when we get what we expected. And in verse 9, I love this because you can't stop at verse 9 and get a full understanding of what Jesus meant. He says, for everyone who acts receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door is open. You get what you expect from God. If your expectation does not line up with your true desires, then it's time for you to shift your expectation from what you don't want to what it is you actually want. Galatians 6, verse 7 and verse 9 says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that's what he's going to reap. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Number 2, expect to reap what you've sown. Expect to reap what you have sown. This has to do with what you sow in your life. Whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. Okay. Don't expect good things when you only sow bad seeds. You can only expect a harvest on what it is that you've sown, period, point blank. Listen, if you sow hatred, don't expect love. If you sow jealousy, don't expect a harvest of support. If you sow discord in your life and in other people's lives and in other people's organizations and in other people's churches and other people's businesses, don't expect unity in yours. If you sow lies, don't expect trust. If you sow arguments, you know what I'm talking about, those who always want to argue about every little thing, then don't expect peace. If you sow discouragement to everybody else when they're going through their troubling seasons and going through their troubling times, don't expect encouragement to come to you when you're going through yours. You get what you sow. But it goes even further. If you're not sowing into your dream or if you're not sowing into your vision, don't expect manifestation. Nobody rewards you for just thinking about doing something. You are rewarded for doing the right thing. But here's the thing. When you're sowing the right seeds and doing the right things and confessing the right words, then you can expect the harvest you've been praying for. But you can't give up. Because when you give up, if you get weary in well-doing, you forfeit the harvest. You forfeit the victory. And that's why I keep praying, because I'm expecting my miracle. That's why I keep fasting, because I'm expecting my deliverance. That's why I keep tithing, because I'm expecting an open heaven. That's why I keep praising, because I expect blessings to come down into my life. Devil, I'm expecting you to leave my family alone and leave my kids alone and leave my home alone and leave my pursuits and my relationships and my jobs and my businesses alone. I've sown forgiveness, so I'm expecting grace. I've sown long-suffering, so I'm expecting mercy. I've sown sacrifice, so I'm expecting my rewards. Psalm 77, 14 says something very powerful. This is the New International Version. The NIV says, you are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. Let me read that again. You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the people. Number three, expect miracles in your life. I'm a Kojic. I was Kojic born and bred and raised, and you know, we, those of us who born in Church of God in Christ, bred in Church of God in Christ, one of our favorite groups, of course, is the Clark Sisters, and one of my favorite Clark Sisters songs is I Expect a Miracle. Listen to this, the lyrics of this song. It says, I'm looking for a miracle. I expect the impossible. I feel the intangible, and I see the invisible. Then they go on to say, the sky is the limit to what I can have. Just believe and receive it. God will perform it today. Just believe and receive it. God will perform it today. And then they end the song by saying, I expect a miracle every day. God will make a way out of no way. They sing that every day they have expectation of miracles to happen in their lives. And I was taught that a miracle is supernatural intervention of God into the natural course of things. A miracle is God doing what you can't do. It's God performing what you can't perform. It's God positioning you where you can't get in and opening doors that you can't open and manifesting favor that you didn't think was even going to happen for you. Every day you should have the expectation of miracles. Lord, I don't know what I'm going to need today, but I'm expecting miracles on my way to work. Hallelujah. I'm expecting miracles on my job. I'm expecting miracles when I go to the store. I'm expecting miracles when I get home. God, I got a doctor's appointment, but before I get there, I'm expecting a miracle to already have been performed on my behalf. Is anybody expecting miracles? Finally, favorite scripture that I really just hold on to is Ephesians 3:20. It says, now unto him who was able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that work within us. Here's number four, expect God to go beyond your expectation. Wow. Expect God to go beyond your expectation. Listen, your expectation leads to designation. See, when your heart decides the destination, your mind will begin designing the map to reach it. For God has given us the ability to architect the life we want to experience. And the reason why many of us have minimal manifestation is because that's what we are expecting. I'm trying to get y'all to the place where your expectation challenges God. Well, Lord, if you're able, wait, stop right there. God is able. You're not getting it. You may not be able, but God is. You may not be able to do this thing, but he is. You may not be able to make it happen, but God can. He's able to heal your body. He's able to open doors. He's able to give opportunities and turn things around and fix your heart and steal your mind. God is able. Not only is he able, but he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Everything God does is big. Praise team sings this song. I forgot who was by, but I love when they sing it. Our God is big, so strong, so mighty. He is the God of the overflow. Why do I need overflow, Pastor Chuck? So that when God blesses you, his blessings flow from you to your family and flows from you to your children and flows from you to your coworkers and flow from you to your ministry and anybody who's connected to you. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. If God wants to go beyond what I'm asking for, then I need to open my mouth and ask for it. Let me ask you this question as I close. What do you need God to do? What do you want him to do? Then ask him for it. He said that he's going to go beyond what you ask him for. You ask him for an extra position? He's the kind of God that will give you one that you don't qualify for. You ask him for one family member to be saved and the whole family gets saved. You ask him for a place to stay and he gives you a home. He's that awesome. He's that bad. He's that cold. He goes beyond what I can ask or think. Asking is one thing. But I know I'm among a lot of great thinkers. My mind is something altogether thinking. In my mind, I see things happening that other people don't think will happen. In my mind, I see my future. In my mind, I see me possessing those things that I presently can't get on my own. But when I increase my expectation, God increases my manifestation. He goes too far. Yes, I say that. He goes too far. He goes, God does the most. Israel asked to get free of slavery. He makes them debt free. Joshua asks for victory. God tears down walls. Gideon asks for a miracle. God makes him a hero. Solomon asks for wisdom. God gives him wealth, knowledge, and fame. God, get ready to expect more. I rebuke the spirit of no expectation. You don't expect your life to ever change. You got to get that thing. You got to get that thing out of your spirit. You got to expect your life to change. Expect the right clients to come to you. Expect your children to stop cutting up. Expect to live nice and drive the best. The devil is a liar. Shift your expectation. God is breaking negative expectations where you always expect the worst of everything. You expect to be rejected. Get in a relationship, you expect to be cheated on. Have friends, you expect to get hurt. Connect with somebody new you expect to be used. Get to another church you expect to be done wrong. You expect him to walk out on you or her to walk out on you. You expect stuff to go wrong. God, break these negative expectations in your people. I don't care what the forecast is. He is the God who controls the season. The weather is subject to God. Governments are subject to him. The enemy is subject to him. I don't know about you, but I have great expectations for my life. I pray that this word has touched your life, and I pray that it will be transformational for you as you go throughout this day. Just expect God to do something greater today than he did on yesterday. God bless. Turning the call back over to the moderator.
Amen. Praise God for you, Pastor Chuck. And I will be calling you back shortly to give us our benediction. But let us go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you that we can expect more. We can expect more. Praise God. We thank you, Lord God, for this word, and I pray with everyone within the sound of my voice that that will not only be something that they hear, but that they will listen to this until they truly believe it and let it get down into their spirit, Lord. We thank you for the man of God who brought this powerful word. We pray in the name of Jesus for our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask that you continue to bless them, continue to provide for them. We expect even greater and more things to come in their lives. We thank you, Father God, for Dr. Karen Johnson, and we ask that you continue to minister comfort and love to her during this time of bereavement. We pray for all of those who have been affected by the great floods in South Carolina, Lord God, as well as in the Caribbean and the Bahamas. Lord, we ask that you continue to have your people in your safety and loving care, Lord God. We expect great miracles and stories of miracles to come out of this devastation, oh God. We also, Father God, ask that you to remember those who have been affected by the shooting in Oregon. Lord, we ask that your people, the people of God, the people of faith, will come out and support and encourage these loved ones who have had this devastation in their lives. Lord, we continue to pray for Artists International, the Diaz de Leon family, as we prepare to celebrate the 25th year anniversary. We ask, Father God, for those that are traveling from the north, the south, the east, and the west, that you would in advance provide traveling mercies, provide the funds and the resources that are needed, the time off from work, the babysitters, whatever is needed, so that we all can gather there and celebrate your faithfulness to Artists International. We thank you and we love you, Lord. We thank you for the praise report of Leroy coming home from the hospital, and we expect, Lord, continue healing and full restoration of health, Father God. We thank you, we love you, and we bless you. We ask all these things in the matchless name of Jesus, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, I don't know about you, but I am going to definitely listen to the playback of this call. To listen to the playback of this call, you can dial 712-432-1085, same access code 957-677#. Immediately following this call will be the new morning motivation call. You can dial that into that call by dialing 530-881-1300, access code 539-598#. That is also the same number you'd use for the 12 o'clock and 7 o'clock call. I want to thank you, Minister Cynthia Cox, for seating and greeting God's people this morning. Thank you for the Jesus joy that you have in your spirit. At this time, I'm going to ask Pastor Chuck Brown to please come back and give us our benediction.
Amen. I don't know if she's prophesying or what. Now, God, we're grateful. We're grateful, Father, for all that we experienced on today, for the word that we heard, for the prayers that were lifted up. We come in agreement with our brothers and sisters. And, God, we know that you're the God that exceeds all expectations, so we expect you to do what you do best, and that is to go overboard with blessings and overwhelm us with your favor. Let this be the greatest day of our lives that we've ever experienced, oh God. We have expectation of it. In your name we pray. Amen.